Michigan bill would ban critical race theory from schools. By Kyle Olson on June 24, 2021. A bill introduced in the Michigan House on Wednesday bans critical race theory and race or gender stereotyping in schools. State Representative Andrew Beeler, R., introduced HB 5097, which would prohibit the State Board of Education and local school boards from explicitly or implicitly including a set of statements, beliefs or ideas related to race and gender stereotyping in core academic curriculum for public elementary, middle and secondary schools. Students go to school to learn, and our curriculum should not be teaching students to stereotype each other based on race or gender or to view themselves or their country poorly as a result, Beeler said in a statement. My plan will promote respect among Michigan students and patriotism for the United States and the opportunity it provides to all, regardless of one's background. Similar to a resolution in California's Paso Robles Joint Unified School District, the Michigan bill would prevent teaching the following theories. Individuals of a particular racial group, ethnic group or gender possess a collective quality or hold collective beliefs. Individuals act in certain ways, including racism and sexism, because of their skin color or gender. Cultural norms and practices of one group should be eliminated to conform to those of another group. Individuals bear collective guilt for historical wrongs committed by others of a shared racial group or gender, and actions of individuals serve as an indictment of others in a racial group or gender. Paso Robles considered a resolution Tuesday to ban similar teachings, but tabled it for a future meeting, the Tribune reported. Proponents of equity lessons contended the concepts are not being taught anyway. I trust our employees. I believe in our board policy and our administrative regulation, Deputy Superintendent Jen Gaviola told board members. I am embarrassed and appalled tonight, I just can't believe this is what our focus is. Our kids have been out of school for a year, and this is our focus now? But at least one parent said students are already being subjected to such lessons. He was taught that he, due to his white skin, is an oppressor. And his fellow students, who were people of color as they are now called, were taught that they were oppressed by my son, parent Brett King said. How dare they? I will not stand by when my child is told to be ashamed of his skin color. Similar opposition has broken out elsewhere around the country, most notably in Loudoun County, Virginia. During a rowdy school board meeting Tuesday, two attendees were arrested and others were injured when the board objected to clapping as opponents spoke. The board recessed the meeting, fled, and sicked police on residents. A sheriff's deputy took the microphone to declare it an unlawful assembly and told everyone to get out or be subject to arrest for trespassing. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.